The kerfuffle over who should pay for crossing guards is not new to Elkhart. Most people will tell you it's often a disagreement between schools and city officials, but usually settled quickly. This year, students may return to no crossing guards after break. Troy Thomas, a crossing guard at Monger Elementary, says they haven't been told whether they'll have a job in January, but they did receive a letter requesting they show up at the Elkhart Police Station on December 28th with their badges, handheld stop signs, and reflective vests.
Well, that probably means we may not have a job if we're going down there and give them a stop sign, the vest, and our badge.
So you haven't heard anything as far as any expectations going into the new year?
No, at least I haven't.
One parent who walked her daughter to school said she hasn't received any sort of notice from the school regarding crossing guards.
There needs to be one. There's too many little kids.
A spokesperson for Elkhart Schools says they're still having discussions with the city regarding the matter. Chris Snyder of the Elkhart Police says there's still time for a resolution, but as of now, crossing guards have not yet been funded for next year. For WVPE News, I'm Barb Anguiano.